Time and again, Muslims have been questioned how verses sent 1,400 years ago could possibly be preserved word to word, let alone a whole book. Every time Muslims have defended the divinity of the holy book of Quran, but some think that's a given, considering it's the religious right. But non-Muslims too have acknowledged the preservation of the holy Quran. They weren't random people either. The non-Muslims were religious scholars, devout academics, and zealous Christians, basically authorities of religion. Number 1. William Muir. A Scottish Orientalist has authored several books, primarily to distort the image of Islam. However, in his book, Life of Muhammad, Muir acknowledges how the textual revision of Uthman was handed down unaltered. Referring to the Holy Quran, Muir writes, "There is probably in the world no other work which has remained for 12 centuries with so pure a text." Number 2. Named Kenneth Craig, an Anglican priest and scholar, also reported that the Quran, as it stood in Uthman's recension, omits no significant information and includes no extraneous material. The Prophet's death had decisively closed the book. Number 3. Georges Louis Leblois. In fact, in 1887, a French pastor, Georges Louis Leblois, published a book and wrote down, "Quran is, today, the only holy book that does not show notable variants." Number 4. Bosworth Smith. People argued the reports from the pastors and scholars had no academic basis until Bosworth Smith, a Catholic historian and biographer, authored a controversial book named Muhammad and Muhammadanism. In his book, Smith, referring to the holy book of Quran, stated, "We have a book absolutely unique in its origin, in its preservation, and in the chaos of its contents, but on the authenticity of which no one has ever been able to cast a serious doubt." Number 5. Philip Hitty. The consensus of view was particularly established by Philip Hitty, a Maronite Christian from Lebanon, and the leading scholar of Arabic studies, who stated, "On the whole, the text of the Quran today is as Muhammad produced it." As some Semitic scholar remarked, there are probably more variations in the reading of one chapter of Genesis in Hebrew than there are in the entire Quran. Number 6. John Borton. The genuineness of the Holy Quran was further lauded by John Borton, an Arabic professor at the University of Edinburgh, who closes his magnum opus in the collection of the Quran by saying, "What we have today in our hands is the Mus'haf of Muhammad." As the 20th century began, more and more religious authorities started to look into the divine book that did not have a dot written out of place in the last 1300 years. Number 7. Hamilton A.R. Gibb, one of the leading Orientalists of the 20th century, writes, "It seems reasonably well established that no material changes were introduced, and that the original form and contents of Muhammad's discourses were preserved with scrupulous precision." Then, non-Muslim theologists started taking keen interest in the world of Islam and delved into research, as that was the only way they could understand the religious roots without actually converting. Number 8. Adrian Brockett. One of the most famous academics at the time was Adrian Brockett, a professor of Arab and Islamic studies at Durham University and one of the scholars in the field of the early textual history of the Quran. He magnified how strict the authenticity of the Quran actually was and declares, "The transmission of the Quran after the death of Muhammad was essentially static rather than organic. There was a single text and nothing significant, not even allegedly abrogated material could be even taken out, nor could anything be put in." Number 9. Christian Snok Hergrani. As sectarianism in Islam came to light, many non-Muslims even took that into consideration and one of them was Christian Snorck Hergrani, the most reputed Dutch Orientalist, who commented that all sects and parties have the same text of the Quran. Now that non-Muslim professors and scholars were accepting that the Quran was truly undoctored in the past 1400 years, they came under the interrogation lamp of extremists too. Number 10. Rahm Landau. Most of them quoted back the roots of the Quran, relying on history to do the talking of reason. Rahm Landau, professor of Islamic studies at the University of the Pacific, referred how it became the task of Muhammad's secretary, Zayd ibn Thabit, to bring these sayings together in textual form. Abu Bakr had directed the work, and later, after a revision at the command of Uthman, the Quran took its standard and final form that has come down to us unchanged. Number 11. Forster F. Arbuthnot. Backing Landau's statement, a notable British Orientalist, Forster F. Arbuthnot, quickly shut down the extremists by saying, "A final and complete text of the Quran was prepared within 20 years after the death of Muhammad, and that this has remained the same, without any change or alteration by enthusiasts, translators, or interpolators up to the present time. It is to be regretted that the same cannot be said of all the books of the Old and New Testaments." Number 12. Neil Robinson. Subhanallah. Islam has truly come a long way. Today, as British Orientalists, Neil Robinson says, the Muslim tradition has met with widespread acceptance from non-Muslim scholars. May Allah safeguard our religion and keep us steadfast. Ameen.